Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, I figured we could do a quick catch up. My stomach just made a weird noise because I just finished eating. And then maybe go through a few Reddit posts.
Yeah.
Answer a few BuzzFeed quizzes and just have fun and chill out, Sarah, because this is a chill out kind of Saturday.
Okay. I agree. Let's chill out. Let's just vibe.
Sarah is very comfy in a pink hoodie.
It's like a Snuggie. It's like an oversized hoodie that's like got this great like fleece lining to it.
Yeah.
And anyway, I got cold and so yeah.
So how's Sarah doing?
Sarah's okay. I got a lot of compliments on my work the last couple of days.
Oh yeah. Did you start your new job yet?
No, not yet. Oh, I have news about that. Ooh. We have news. So you remember the job that I had applied for before I left the massage place, the one that I left the massage place for, but then everything ended up not going well because I failed my drug test.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they have a position that they want me for.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And so I'm going to be doing that instead.
Oh, that's good. So did you get like the forms and stuff you needed to... for them to be okay with you failing your drug test?
I'm not going to fail the drug test.
You sure?
Yes. So, I unfortunately am going to have to leave LBJ.
Oh, that's not.
Which makes me very sad. But at the same time, I have to have financial stability.
Yeah.
I cannot keep living this way. I was out of my antidepressant for like a week.
Yikes. Like,
yeah, it's bad. I desperately need to go to the dentist. I need new glasses. The glasses I have now, I've had since 2016 when I left Donnie.
Jeez.
Yeah, like, I just, as much as I want to keep working at LBJ, unless they give me full time, I can't afford it.
Yeah, so. That stinks. It does. So, what was I going to say? Oh, that kind of brings, I know that you didn't really talk about it, but that kind of brings me to one of the things I wanted to talk about, which is we're in September now. And for those of you that don't know, September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And then September 10th is Suicide Prevention Awareness Day. 11th? 10th?
I don't know.
It's Tuesday, whatever Tuesday is.
Tuesday is the 10th.
So the 10th, yeah. So for those of you that have friends or you are someone that is kind of struggling with your mental health and may have thoughts of suicide, just remember there are people out there and there is a phone number that you can call now. It's 988, which is the like suicide prevention hotline. It used to be an 800 number, but I think it was in 2018 or recently, it was launched for 988 because it's easier to dial three numbers than it is to dial 10 when you're having an issue. And it's easier to remember 988 than it is a random string of 800 of an 800 number.
Agreed.
So I did want to highlight that because I know this week we have someone from an organization but we have a Zoom call with them with two of our ERGs, employee resource groups at work, and they're talking about suicide prevention, and we have a video that's going to be playing on the monitors about the 988 phone number, and it just has some facts about suicide in the United States and around the world.
Exciting. But you know what else September is?
Sarah's birth month.
Yep,
she's gonna be 74.
I am not. I'm gonna be 36.
OLD.
Oh my god. We're the same age.
Practically geriatric. We're not the same age. You're older than me.
Only by a few months.
That doesn't matter. It's older is older.
You are going to be 36 very shortly after me.
I don't think so. I'm going to be 27.
27.
Yeah. I stopped aging.
Uh-huh. You stopped. Why? Why 27? Why would you want to be in your 20s? Gross.
Just sounds better. I'm sending you a few Reddit posts that we can go over. Some of them are pretty long, so...
Oh my god, I love this very first one.
I'm sending them to you in a specific order, mainly because I wanted to start with that big one, with that one, because it is small and it's kind of fun, and then end with one that's kind of hilarious. Not hilarious, but... Oh no, that's not the one I wanted to end with. It's fine. It's fine. That's fine. All right. So the first one is... Let me get back to it. You get a dog, but you have to name it after the last thing that you ate. What is the name?
So the name for mine would be, Bangkok fried rice with beef.
So I guess, would you really name it that? Or would it be like a portion of that, like Bangkok or beef, fried rice? Fried rice, come here.
I could just name the dog fried rice.
Right. Well, mine is potatoes, carrots, and sausage.
So would you go with potatoes, carrots, or sausage?
I would probably go with sausage, pea, carrots.
Sausage, pea, carrots. I love that.
Sausage, pea, carrots, or sausage, sea, potatoes.
Love that. Either or. Though, to be fair, I really do like P as a middle initial, you know? Yeah. Sausage, pea, carrots. I don't know. It sounds better.
Yeah. I like how the auto moderator says, please remember that all comments must be helpful, relevant, and respectful. It's like, it's people asking about a dog's name. And so someone commented ass.
Okay. All right.
Disappointing homegrown parsley. Wow. Oh. That's terrible.
That's disheartening.
Also, why are you just eating parsley? What kind of monster eats only parsley? Jimmy Dean sausage breakfast sandwich. That's funny. Flapjack. Oh, that's adorable.
Flapjack would be adorable.
Oh, there's one kimchi or gummy shark. That's funny. Well, that was fun. So the next few are kind of, I didn't realize how long they were whenever I picked them. Oh. Some of these are pretty long. Okay. But I mean, thankfully, there's only like four. Well, three now. No, four.
Okay. Well, I can read this one since you just asked the question.
Okay.
So, am I the asshole for, quote unquote, ruining my friend's vacation? I, female, 38, just got back from a vacation with two of my longtime friends, Kate, female, 40, and Mary, female, 38. I've known them both since university, and we've always been close. The three of us had been planning this Bali trip for a few months, along with our husbands and their kids. They both have children under 5, while my husband, Jake, male, 45, and I are child-free. We agreed to split the cost of a 4-bedroom villa 3 ways, and everything seemed fine at first. Jake and I arrived in Bali earlier than the rest of the group because we had different flights. Once we got to the villa, we waited to choose rooms with our friends and didn't mind when they both chose the ones with en-suites. We had a great time during the trip. Jake and I did some couples activities, massages, hiking, dinners, but we also spent time with Kate and Mary and their families whenever it worked for everyone. To be nice, I even surprised them with massages to give them a break. The only thing that made me uncomfortable was that whenever I ordered a drink, a cocktail before dinner, or a glass of wine with meals, I'd get comments like, oh, you're drinking again? For context, I'm a social drinker and don't drink often, but we were on vacation, and I didn't think it was a big deal, especially since our husbands were drinking too. I just ignored the comments so I could enjoy the trip. On the last night, Jake and I made plans with the guys to go out, and Kate and Mary said they were staying in to pack. Jake convinced me to join him, and since it was the last night of our vacation, I didn't want to stay in either. We went out and had a great time. We got home at 1 a.m. and I passed out straight after. The next morning was a bit chaotic with everyone packing and checking out, but we all made it back home without issue. We had booked business seat, class seats back, so we were separated during the flight and said quick goodbyes at the airport. A week after returning home, I got a long text from Kate saying that both she and Mary wanted to reduce contact with me because I had, quote unquote, ruined their vacation. They mentioned several things, like me drinking every night, that I wasn't acting like a girl's girl, that I booked different flights, didn't hang out with them enough, and that I was selfish for not helping with their kids. She even said I was just focused on partying and not acting my age. This message really hurt me. I cried after reading it, and I honestly don't know what to think. I thought I was just enjoying my vacation, but clearly they had a very different view. I haven't responded yet, and my husband has been asking what's bothering me, but I don't know what to say. Am I the asshole for how I acted during the trip? So, before I read the edit, I don't think that they're the asshole. I don't think you're being an asshole for enjoying your vacation.
I don't think so either. Like, that doesn't make any sense. It's like, it's not her fault you decided to bring your kids on vacation with you.
Right.
And you thought, oh, well, she'll help us with the kids because our husbands are going to be off. That's not the vacation that she
paid for. See, I thought when I first started reading this that it was just like the three of them going on vacation.
Yeah.
You know? And so then I was like, oh, well, she's bringing her husband along. That's kind of weird. So, like, I could understand, you know. But then, you know, I kept reading and, you know, oh, they're the whole families, the families were coming. So, like, it wasn't just them.
And both of them have children under five.
Yeah. And I'm just
that's
like,
that's a lot to take to another country, especially.
Right? I'm like, okay, that's a lot. That's a lot to... Anyway.
And so, the whole thing about... Sorry, before we move on to the edit. The whole thing about them... the drinking thing, it's kind of stupid because it's like, well, that's your personal choice. It's like, why do you have a problem with her doing it, but not your husband's doing it?
Right.
Seems kind of stupid. And it's probably the answer is because it sounds like they expected her to help with the kids, which that's not her responsibility. You decided to bring your children to a trip.
They're not.
And then, yeah. And then the other thing is like the airplane, like booking different flights. That's probably just one, a convenience thing for her. But then also... You all are bringing children, so you may have had to book more flights than, or you may have had to book more seats than were available on the flight that she chose.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair that you expect her to move her flight just because you don't have enough seats on a plane for your children that you decided to bring.
Yep. So the edit says, thank you, Reddit, for all your kind words and support. Reading through the responses and seeing how many of you are upset on my behalf has made me reflect on how I initially planned to handle things. I was going to apologize, thinking it might be the easiest way to keep the peace, but now I realize that might not be the right approach after all. I have also showed my husband Jake this post and the text message, and he told me to thank you for looking out for me. He's actually pretty angry on my behalf about the text message. I showed him some of the comments that gave me insight on how my friends may have been feeling, which has given us both a lot to think about. He asked me what I wanted to do next and if I wanted him to respond to my friends for me. While I appreciated the offer, I told him I'm still thinking it over. He reassured me that he's here for me no matter what, and if I decide I want him to step in, he'd be ready to say something on my behalf. For now, I'm going to sleep on it and take some time before I respond or don't respond to the text message. If I do, I'll post an update. Again, thank you for helping me see things a bit more clearly. I feel less alone in this now.
That's kind of a not really update aside from now her husband knows and he's kind of annoyed with along with most of the people that are commenting too. This is a stupid situation and kind of one of the reasons I would never go on a vacation with friends that have kids if they're bringing their kids along, mainly because I don't like children, but also because something like this could happen. And it's like, it's her vacation too. So there's no reason for her to expect, for you to expect her to act according to what you think she should act.
Right.
Just because you're on vacation with her.
Exactly. And like, I don't have a problem going on vacation with somebody and them bringing their kids. But there have to be clear expectations set. Like,
yeah.
You know, I am also on vacation. I am not here as a free babysitter. I am not here to keep you entertained while you have to take care of your kids. This is a vacation.
Yeah. I don't remember where. I think we read one in the past before also that was talking about someone bringing their kids on a family vacation and expecting like the brother or the sister to babysit so they mm-hmm. could go out on vacation. And it's like, that's not okay. You shouldn't just assume they're all on vacation together. Like, there are things that maybe they want to do on their own. And like the whole thing, she even bought massages for them. Like, that to me would make your vacation even better.
Right.
It was kind of stupid. I don't think she's the asshole, no. And I like that she, like, it's obvious that she's kind of changing their names because she put them in quotes. It's quote Mary and quote Kate. So that's kind of frustrating.
Yeah. I just, unfortunately, some people don't realize this, okay? That just because someone is child-free, doesn't mean that they had no choice in that matter.
Yeah.
You know, some people choose to be child free and good for them. You know, like, having children is not for everybody. Recognizing that having children is not for everybody is also a big deal. But you should not assume that your childless friend wants to take care of your kids or spend a lot of time with your kids.
Yeah. Unless you're like, Sarah, then Sarah loves children and she probably would gladly do it.
Exactly. But see,
which I don't understand.
I mean, and that's valid. That's valid. It's like, it's one of those things where you have to have a conversation. You can't just assume that somebody wants to do that.
Yeah.
Like, especially on a vacation. Now, would I enjoy, you know, hanging out with the kiddos during a vacation? Yes. But I'm also going to want to have my own time on vacation.
Especially if you're there with your significant other. It's like,
exactly.
You're there for you both to have a good vacation. All right.
Oh, moving my on. God.
So the next one is from Our Confessions, and it's titled, I Caught My Parents Having a Threesome and It Traumatized Me for Life. I'm going to take my drugs. sorry. All right. So it was the week before Christmas 1992. I was 7 years old at the time. My parents had a neighbor friend who I'll refer to as Rob over for a few drinks in the evening. My mom put my sister and I to bed upstairs around 6 p.m. while my dad was still chatting with Rob on the back porch. I woke up in the middle of the night with a dry mouth and went downstairs to get some water from the kitchen. I sat in the living room where there was Christmas music playing and heard faint sounds of people rustling and talking in the basement of our house. Scared, I went upstairs to get my parents, but found that their room was empty. I relaxed as I realized it must have been them making some noise downstairs, so I went to the basement to ask my mom to tuck me back into bed. When I opened the basement door, the noises became louder, but I still couldn't make them out exactly. I went down a couple of steps and worked out it was people moaning along with the sound of clapping and a wet swishing noise. I went down a couple more steps until I could see the basement floor. My mom bent over on her knees and Rob mounting her while my dad was stroking his penis and touching her. They didn't notice me, so I just kind of gazed at them, oblivious. Oh, obviously for my seven-year-old brain couldn't register. Sorry. Obviously my seven-year-old brain couldn't register what was going on, but I knew it was something I shouldn't be seeing. I thought something was wrong with my mom because she was panting. I got scared when Rob started moaning louder and crept back upstairs and went back to bed shaking. The next morning, my mom woke me up and made breakfast like she usually did. At the table, I asked my parents what they were doing in the basement with Rob. They both froze and looked at each other with these oh shit expressions. My mom told me they were just playing with each other and that I shouldn't have been wandering around the house after bedtime. Even at that age, I realized whatever they were doing wasn't normal playing and it was something wrong. Was it? I still saw Rob after this, and he always made me feel really uneasy. Years later, I found out exactly what it was and what it was that they were doing, and it made me physically sick. As a result, my relationship with my parents since I was a teenager has been uncomfortable, as I can't even look at them the same anymore. The wholesome image I had of them was completely shattered by the realization that they had a very deviant sex life. That's not very deviant.
this person needs to grow up. This person is still a teenager. They don't.
If they were 7 in 1992. They're older than you and I.
I know. But like mentally, they must still be a teenager because threesomes are not that deviant. Like, and like, dude, who the fuck? Obviously, your parents are having sex. Like, that's how you got here.
Yeah, it's just, it's like, just because you don't want to assume your parents are sexual beings doesn't mean they aren't. Just like when you, if or when you have children, they're not going to want to assume you are a sexual being, even though how did you make them? It's like, right. How did your parents make you? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I need you to know, somebody in the comments wrote out this entire thing in the format of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read the two that make me giggle. Okay. So the very first part of it, 'twas the week before Christmas in 1992 when I was but 7 with skies bright and blue. My parents had company, a neighbor named Rob, while my sister and I were tucked in with a sob. Okay. But then we come down here to, as I opened the door, the sounds grew intense. Moans mixed with clapping, a scene most immense. I peered down the steps and my world turned to gray, for there knelt my dear mother in a way I'd not say. With Rob in a manner that made my skin crawl and Dad with his hands, it was shocking and all. I stood there in silence, my mind filled with dread, not grasping the meaning, just wanting my bed.
That's hilarious. Oh, that's funny. We're definitely going to include this Reddit post in the...
Oh, like, yeah, for sure, for sure. Everybody needs to come down and read this this comment from difficult_bit_1339 because it's fantastic.
I'm upvoting that 100%. That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, no, it's that's absolutely stellar.
I thought the whole, bro, I just imagined my kid standing. I just imagined a kid standing in the basement, standing on the basement stairs, and that John Lennon Christmas song playing in the background. And then someone commented right underneath. So this is Christmas?
Yep. that's the lyric. So this is Christmas. Oh my God.
Funny.
Like, but honestly though, that person is 3 years older than the two of us. Well, 3 years older than me, 4 years older than you. And therefore, old enough to understand that just because they're your parents does not mean that they are not sexual beings or that they enjoy their sexuality.
Yeah.
Like grow the fuck up. What the
grow up and realize, especially in the 90s, that was probably happening a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like, I just don't understand.
I will say I've heard that Gen Z is very prudish about sex. Like, he's not a Gen Zer, but...
Right.
That kind of brings it, like, it's so funny how it changes, because it's like Gen Z apparently, like, they don't want to see sex scenes or anything like that in movies. They don't really like seeing like intimate scenes in movies or anything like that either. And apparently there was a poll that went out and they don't like watching porn either.
Interesting.
So it's strange how the different generations are like ebb and flow with their sexuality and openness of sexual, like, sex.
Right. But I think that the reason for Gen Z to feel that way is more related to the fact that they're being raised by Gen X and, like, elder millennials. So Gen X was a little bit more prudish than, you know, the baby boomers.
No.
So... it makes sense. Like, we are, Gen Alpha will probably be more open, as, you know, they'll be raised by millennials who are more open. But, you know, either way. All right. This next one. Am I the asshole for assuming my husband should unclog the toilet? He clogged with his poop before we leave for the beach. What? Anyway, all right. To preface this, we've been having some marital troubles. I would have assumed that. So I'm unsure if I'm just upset about a lot of things going on or if this is a reasonable assumption. So I asked him if he wanted to go to the beach this morning. He said yes. Great. I was waiting for the laundry to finish, so I wasn't in a rush. He goes to the bathroom, the laundry finished around the same time, and I say, are you about ready to go? He looks at me and says, yeah, but the toilet is clogged. I need to find a plunger. I say, okay, if you can't find a plunger sometimes, I know, sorry, gross, but you can just mix it around a bit and throw out whatever you used. So I go back to what I'm doing, and I assume he's trying to find a plunger. We don't have one in the apartment. We live in a building with a maintenance guy, so I figured he had texted him to ask for one. About 15 minutes go by, and I ask if he's found a plunger. He says no, he's waiting for it to drain and to try again. I told him he'd most likely need a plunger. He tries to flush again, and it didn't work. Okay, no problem. I assume again he's going to find a plunger. Another 15 minutes or so go by, and I call out for my husband because it was kind of quiet. I find him lying on the couch on his phone. I say, oh, did you text maintenance guy for a plunger? And he says, no, why would I do that? We're going to the beach, aren't we? I said, yes, we're going to the beach, but I really didn't think you thought it would be okay to leave poop in the toilet all day. I'm going to have to use the bathroom before we leave for the beach. Like, that's gross. Plus, there's the only mirror we have in that bathroom, and I need it to put on sunscreen and get ready, etc. At this point, he gets upset, tries to flush the toilet again, slams the door around, and leaves the house, presumably at this point to find slash buy a plunger. So am I the asshole for assuming the toilet should be fixed before we go to the beach? Edit, since this keeps coming up, I'll address it here. My husband moved from our home country for work in November. I just moved here August 29th. This hasn't been an issue before, as far as I know. I was unaware of there being no plunger in the apartment upon my arrival. I agree we should have one, and we do now. Edit number two, someone suggested I add this. We've been married for 2 years, lived together for 5 years. We had a plunger back in our home country. I'm over here, like, that sounds like he's an asshole.
It does, but I also don't understand what she was saying with you can just mix it around a bit and throw out whatever you used. What does that even mean?
Oh,
like, mix it around with like a spoon or something?
Like a ladle or something, like an old ladle or something to like kind of break it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But
if it's in the, like, that's not going to help what is in the pipes. And it doesn't say like what country they're in, but some countries there, the pipes are really bad. So it is more likely to cause clogs than other countries. Like some areas in the United States, they're pretty bad too. But I don't know. I think the situation is kind of stupid, and I don't see why it escalated as bad as it did to him getting all pissy. But also there was maybe a communication miss where she wasn't like, well, I need to use the restroom before you go, can you hurry up and get it fixed, or I need to go into the bathroom, and I would rather not go into the bathroom when there's poop in the toilet.
Right.
It's like, it's also weird that that's the only a mirror in your apartment.
Right. Just like, okay. All right.
And also, why do you need a mirror when you're putting sunscreen on? Just use your husband. Make your husband help you with the sunscreen.
Right. Although, it sounds like she can't count on him to help her.
I was gonna say, although he could potentially not do it correctly. But no, I don't think she's the asshole. I think the situation was kind of stupid, and
I think
they
this
really
is another situation where someone needs to grow the fuck up.
Yeah. And communication is key. Communicate better.
Exactly. Like, Jesus Christ.
All right, so the last one we have is, my body count is super high, but it was all before I was 18. And this one's really super short. And this is from r/confessions again. I was 12 when I lost my virginity, and I regret most of the people I've had sex with. I don't know if I'm the only one who used it as a way to cope. For a while there, I thought that was the only way to keep people around. I kind of used sex like it was this power or karma and self-hatred type stuff. I just feel alone and with it, and I understand now it was a trauma response, but people in my life haven't been there.
So I agree with the top comment for that, which is the people that told 12-year-old you needed to have sex to keep them around were abusing you. Like, if you're under 18, unfortunately, statistically speaking, if you're having sex under 18, you are less likely to be having sex with somebody in your own age group.
Yeah.
You're unfortunately more likely to be having sex with somebody who is outside of your age group, who is preying on you, essentially, because you are not old enough to be able to protect yourself. And that sucks. Yeah,
that's kind of crazy. 12 years old.
Yeah. But I mean, it's unfortunately very common. There's a lot of predators out there, and I have been there. I've used sex as a way to cope with situations that were out beyond my control. And I was doing that as an adult. So, you know, that happens to a lot of people, unfortunately, and especially you're way more likely to use it that way, having sex that young, because you don't fully understand all the complications that sex can bring. You don't understand, you know, a lot of the implications that it can have on your life, you know, and it's like this person said, they regret most of the people that they've had sex with. They regret sleeping with those people. But like, you know, that's something that you can only see in hindsight. You can't see that in foresight when you're that young. So,
yeah. And I don't really understand this whole fixation with the number thing. Cause it's like,
who cares?
Yeah. I mean, unless there's like potential STI or STD and you need to like track down who you've been
right, because you want to be open and communicative about your status, obviously, prior to engaging in sexual intercourse with someone. But, you know, hold on one second. Sorry. Oakley tried to jump up and then fell back down. Come on.
Sarah's hitting the dog.
I'm not hitting the dog.
Knocking him down.
Don't tell people I am abusing the dog. Oh my God. Come on, Oakley.
Maybe don't abuse the dog, I guess.
Anywho.
So I just sent you two BuzzFeed quizzes we can do. The first one is, okay, but can we actually guess your zodiac sign based on your food preferences? And hopefully this isn't the one we've done already.
Okay.
Doesn't look like it is. And then the second one is, it's high time we settle which Halloween candy is the goat.
Oh, okay. That one I'm interested in. Absolutely. All right.
Oh, it's a game, though. It's not actually a quiz. It's a game. Or a survey. I guess it's a quiz. All right. Do you want to do the zodiac sign one first?
Yeah.
All right. So the first one is, what's your go-to comfort food? Pizza, mac and cheese, ice cream, ramen, acai bowl, or grilled cheese?
I think pizza.
I have a weird confession type thing, I guess I should say. I could say confession. I don't really have a comfort food. Like, I don't go to a specific food for comfort. But then again, I don't often feel like
the need to be comforted.
Yeah.
Man, I wish.
But I do tend to choose sweet things. So I'm going to choose ice cream.
Okay. The next one is, what do you usually eat for breakfast? Spoiler alert, it does not have on here what I usually eat for breakfast, which is nothing. Pancakes, parfait, avocado toast, bagel, fruit, eggs, and bacon. Fun fact about me, I don't eat bacon because it's pork, and I don't generally eat pork.
But turkey bacon.
I will eat turkey bacon, though. I do love me some turkey bacon.
Yeah. I'm going to choose fruit because I really love a good fruit in the morning.
Is it because you are a fruit in the morning?
No, I'm a fruit 24/7, Sarah.
I mean, hashtag same. You know, probably the closest representation to something that I would actually eat in the morning would be avocado toast, because it's fairly quick and easy to make.
Yeah. And then what's your favorite type of cuisine? Indian, French, Italian, Mexican, American barbecue, or Japanese? I will say controversial. I love Indian and Mexican food. However, they use way too much cilantro.
That's because you have the soap gene.
I don't. I just hate the taste of cilantro because it doesn't taste like soap to me.
Interesting.
I just don't like the taste of it.
I think I'm going to go with Italian because Italian just tends to be my go-to.
Yeah. I chose Indian because I really enjoy good Indian food.
What dessert are you picking? Chocolate lava cake, cheesecake, macarons, churros, fruit tart, or cupcake? I'm torn because I really love me some churros.
I have to say, I don't see macarons as a dessert. I see them as a sweet snack.
That's fair. Oh, but cheesecake though.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay, you go with cheesecake. I'm gonna go with churros.
What's your favorite pizza topping? Pineapple, mushrooms, bacon, veggies, extra cheese, or pepperoni?
Pineapple.
I love pineapple on pizza.
I mean, my ideal pizza is pineapple with extra cheese, to be honest.
So my 100% favorite pizza is, it's a kind of like an artisan pizza with, it's got like a white sauce, and then it has figs and pear and blue cheese, and then it's topped with prosciutto and arugula. None of those are listed here, so I can't really choose any of those except for cheese. So I'm going to go with extra cheese.
I had a pizza recently that had prosciutto, fig, and arugula.
It's delicious.
It was really good. What's your ideal snack? Charcuterie board, chocolate, nuts, popcorn, fruit, chips, and salsa. Oh, sorry, fruit salad. Sorry.
I love fruit salad.
I also love fruit salad. I haven't had a good fruit salad in a while, though.
I'm going to say popcorn.
I'm going to say chips and salsa.
Because popcorn or nuts are really like the snack foods that I typically go to.
That's fair.
And then what's your favorite kind of sandwich? Tuna salad, turkey and avocado sandwich, meatball sub, club sandwich, BLT, or veggie sandwich? Oh, I know what Sarah would choose if we went to Subway. She always got a veggie sandwich.
I did. You did always get a veggie sandwich. I still do if I go to Subway.
So I'm choosing the club, like the classic club sandwich, but I always get the tomato taken off and add avocado.
Ooh, I love that. I'm going to go with the turkey and avocado because that's more like what I would order from like a sandwich shop most days now.
No.
What's your favorite way to eat potatoes? Every way. The answer is every way. potato chips, mashed potatoes, sweet potato fries, baked potato, hash browns, or french fries. All of the potatoes.
Yeah. I have moved away from sweet potato fries, though.
That's fair.
I do enjoy them, but there are more times than not that when I get them, they're not good.
That's fair. I'm going to go with hash browns.
I'm going to go with french fries. What's your go-to drink? Red wine, herbal tea, beer, tea, matcha tea, or lemonade?
I find it fascinating. There's no coffee on this list.
Yeah. It's got herbal. Well, it has matcha latte. That's what.
Yeah, but matcha is a tea. It's a tea latte.
I know. Well, that's what I was trying. I was getting ready to say that. It seems like dinner drinks because they have red wine, beer.
I'm going to go with lemonade.
I'm going to go with tea because it doesn't specify, because I'm a sweet tea person.
Fair.
I drink sweet tea a lot.
And finally, what's your favorite soup? Tomato soup, clam chowder, miso soup, chicken noodle soup, pho, or minestrone?
I love a good tomato soup.
Right.
I love a good clam chowder.
I've never had clam chowder.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of here or there with chicken noodle soup. I'm surprised there's no like potato soup option.
Right.
Or like broccoli cheddar soup.
Ooh, I do love me some broccoli cheddar.
I do, however, I love soup. I'm just realizing I like soup a lot.
I really like soup as well. It's almost soup season.
I know. I do, however, like how versatile pho is.
True.
In like looking at all the other soups that are here. So I'm going to choose pho.
I went with tomato. Wrong.
Mine is two.
What's yours?
Aries.
I got Leo.
You've got a fiery appetite, just like an Aries. Bold and adventurous. You're always up for trying new flavors and adding a spicy kick to your meals. Just like your food choices, you live life with passion and enthusiasm. That's totally not true.
Leos know how to make a statement, even with food. You're drawn to bold, vibrant dishes that match your energetic and outgoing nature. Just like your favorite meals, you love to be the center of attention and shine in everything you do. Yes, I love to be the center of attention, as somebody yesterday was complimenting me and I literally tried to hide. Anyway, one moment. Let me go grab the weenie moo from the outside.
Sarah's going to grab a wiener.
Yep, I'm going to go grab a wiener.
I like how she still hasn't changed her background. We have a new background that I made, and I put so much work into it. And then I send it to her, and she still has the old one that has our old logo, our old graphic, and then the sunglasses that are just random colors. I don't know why she's not changing it. I've asked her multiple times why she is changing it, and she just keeps not changing it. She does say she likes that one, though. So I guess I'll just say lovey, let it go. How are you guys doing? Those six people that listen to this, including myself and Sarah and some of my coworkers at work. How are you all doing? Oh, look, she's back. Hello.
I heard you bitching about me. It's just that I keep forgetting to change it. Here, hold on. I will change it while I'm here with you right now.
She doesn't remember how to do it. Yeah. I'm sorry you don't appreciate all the hard work that I put into this background.
I do appreciate all the hard. Okay. All right, folks, listen. Before he makes it sound like I don't love him, like I don't appreciate all the hard work he does, I do appreciate all the hard work he does, and I do appreciate everything that he contributes to the podcast, especially the fact that he's the one who does the editing and everything else, because I am too scatterbrained to do that shit.
And a little bit technologically inept.
Correct. That is accurate. Anywho, let's do the best Halloween candy. Okay.
So this is kind of like it looks similar to one of those like elimination round games where you choose what, like you select out of the two.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So and I don't know if it brings up the same for both of us.
That's a good question. It might not. It might be randomized.
So, because mine is currently between M&M's and Starburst.
Okay, so then it might, because mine are M&M's and Starburst as well.
Okay, cool. So this might be a controversial opinion, but I don't like M&M's that much.
I don't like plain M&M's either.
So I'm going with Starburst.
I'm a peanut M&M person.
It's fair. It's fair.
Or the caramel M&M's. Mmm, those are good. This next one is Kit Kat or Skittles. I love a Kit Kat.
You know, I like Kit Kats, but I'm going to go with Skittles.
Pop off, sis.
All right. The next one is a Crunch Bar or Nerds.
I don't like either of these.
I don't like either of these either.
But of the two, I would choose Nerds.
Same.
Ooh, this next one's hard. Peanut M&M's or Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, not hard for me at all. Sour Patch Kids.
I love peanut M&M's, though. I also really like Sour Patch Kids. I'm going to go peanut M&M's for the fiber.
For the fiber, he says. All right. The next one is Reese's Peanut Butter Cup or Sweet Tarts. And it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cup for me.
A controversial opinion. I'm not a huge fan of peanut butter. I'm also not a huge fan of Sweet Tarts, but I like the Sweet Tarts that are like the chewy Sweet Tarts.
Yeah, the chewy Sweet Tarts are actually pretty okay, but I don't like regular Sweet Tarts at all.
Yeah, I don't either, but I chose Sweet Tarts because I like Sweet Tarts, and I'm kind of burned out on Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Like if it's there, I'll eat it, but I don't gravitate towards them. And the next one is Butterfingers or Lemon Head Lemon Candies.
It's Butterfinger for me.
Butterfinger for me too.
Finger on my Butterfinger.
This is you.
I didn't hear what you chose.
Oh, I said Butterfingers too.
Okay. So the next one is Reese's Pieces or Double Bubble chewing gum. Bubble gum. Yeah. Reese's Pieces.
Again, I'm not a huge fan of peanut butter in my I like peanut butter in like my oatmeal and my breakfast foods, like on toast with some honey.
Yeah.
I don't want it in my sweet foods. Like I don't want peanut butter in my ice cream. I don't want peanut butter in my chocolate. Nothing like that.
Yeah, fair, reasonable.
So I'm choosing Double Bubble Bubble Gum, even though I don't really like Double Bubble Bubble Gum either.
Fair.
And the next one is Hershey's Milk Chocolate Candy Bar or Twizzlers. And I hate Twizzlers, so I have to default to another candy that I'm not a huge fan of, Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bar.
I love Twizzlers, so that's what I'm going with. The next one is a Crackle Bar or Dum Dum Pops.
I do like a Crackle Bar.
I love Dum Dum Pops.
And then Baby Ruth or Tootsie Pops. Tootsie Pops.
Right.
Like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Then we have Milky Way or Airheads. I'm realizing something about myself right now. And what I'm realizing is that I apparently prefer fruity candy to chocolate candy.
Because you're a fruit?
I guess so.
Because you're a little fruity?
I'm sitting here and I'm like, I love Milky Way, but also Airheads.
I love Milky Way. I'll always choose Milky Way over Airheads. And then we have Snickers versus Jolly Ranchers. Controversial opinion. I prefer Jolly Ranchers.
Controversial opinion. I don't like Jolly Ranchers.
Get off of the podcast where I'm looking for a new host. Oh, this one's no brainer.
Milk Duds or Dots? I'm scared to see what your no brainer is because I was thinking the same thing, but now I'm like, oh no.
Milk Duds, but you like Twizzlers, so I would assume you're probably going with Dots.
I am going with Dots.
Yeah, I don't like that type of sweet, so I'm going with Milk Duds because I prefer a chocolate and caramel. And she's getting up again and she's leaving. So I'm assuming the dog had to go pee or something.
No.
Oh, look, she's back. And now she's naked. Oh my God, Sarah.
I'm naked. I just took off the sweater thing, hoodie. Okay. I'm sorry. Where are we?
Milk Duds or Duds. And I chose Milk Duds. You chose Dots.
So Hershey's Kisses or Trolley Sour Bright Crawlers. And this is the one area where I'm actually going to go with chocolate with Hershey's Kisses.
We are very different because I did the opposite. Because I love a good sour worm.
That's fair. That's reasonable. I think it's just the brand. I don't like Trolley.
Oh, really?
If it had been like Haribo, like no. The sour gummies, I like now, Haribo sour gummies.
Now, how do you say that? Because I've heard it Haribo.
I've always pronounced it Haribo. I don't know how it's actually pronounced, but the next one is Three Musketeers or Blow Pops. I'm going Three Musketeers.
Okay. I love a good Blow Pop. It's nostalgic for me.
Right.
The only thing is I hardly ever eat them like a sucker because I get so annoyed or bored with it that I crunch through it and then I swallow it and swallow the gum.
Yep, that sounds about right.
But I'm going to go with Three Musketeers because if you put a Three Musketeer in the freezer and let it get solid, oh, mwah, delicious.
Oh. Yeah. No, that's really good. I agree.
The next one is Almond Joy or Hot Tamales. I don't know what I was going to say there at the beginning.
I don't either.
Almond Joys or Hot Tamale?
For me, it's Almond Joy.
For me, it's Hot Tamales. Oh, this one's going to be hard.
Ooh, York Peppermint Patties or Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops. So, controversial opinion, I don't like chocolate and mint.
Yeah, it's not a controversial opinion because a lot of people don't, but I do enjoy them. However, I am choosing the Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops because they are the bomb.
I am also choosing them.
And I would say probably would be my winner.
I don't like either of the next options.
Of the two. So it's Whoppers or Swedish Fish. Of the two, I would choose Whoppers.
Of the two, I would choose Swedish Fish. But the reason that I would choose Swedish Fish is because the reason I don't like Whoppers is the texture.
Yeah.
And I like the flavor of Whoppers, but like I don't like malted milk balls either because that texture is real weird to me.
It's a little chalky. And yeah. I typically will do, or I will put it in my mouth and like suck on it until it dissolves basically. And then I can like it's not crunchy really anymore. It looks like now we're a 2 hour like
restarting where we're going with our. So what are yours?
So mine are Starburst and Kit Kat.
Okay. Mine is Starburst and Skittles. So I'm going with Starburst.
I'm going with Kit Kat. And then my next ones are Nerds or Peanut M&Ms.
Sour Patch Kids.
I'm going with Peanut M&Ms.
I'm going with Sour Patch Kids. Ooh.
And then my next top 16, Sweet Tarts and Butterfinger. So Butterfinger obviously is the winner.
My top 16 is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Butterfinger. And I'm going with Butterfinger.
And then my next top 16 is Double Bubble Bubble Gum or Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bar. And I'm going to have to go with Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bar.
Mine is Reese's Pieces or Twizzlers. And I'm going to go with Reese's Pieces.
This is going to be long. And right? Then next is Crackle or Tootsie Pops. I'm going to go with Tootsie Pops.
Mine is Dum Dums or Tootsie Pops. And I'm going to go with Dum Dums.
Really? Dum Dums?
Yeah. I just have a really nostalgic feel for Dum Dums.
I mean, look at your first husband.
It's true.
The next one I have is Milky Way or Jolly Ranchers. And I'm going to do Milky Way because I enjoy a good Milky Way.
My next one is Airheads or Snickers, and I'm going with Airheads.
And then I have Milk Duds or Trolley Sour Bite Crawlers, and I'm choosing Milk Dud.
I have Dots or Hershey's Kisses, and I'm going with Dots.
Sociopath.
Correct.
Then I think this is close to the last one. It's Three Musketeers or Hot Tamales, and I am choosing Hot Tamales.
Three Musketeers or Almond Joy, and I am choosing Almond Joy.
And my last one for this top 16, I think, is either Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops or Whoppers, and I am choosing Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops.
Mine was also Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops, but against Swedish Fish, and I'm also going with Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops.
I'm going to say right now, that's probably going to be my winner.
Oof. Okay. So my next set is Starburst versus Sour Patch Kids, and I'm going with Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, that's a good option. Mine's Kit Kat or Peanut M&M, so I'm going Kit Kat.
So now we're in the top eight. So my next one is Butterfinger or Reese's Pieces, and I'm going Reese's Pieces.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think we can be friends anymore.
What the fuck?
Mine is Butterfinger or Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bar, and I'm going Butterfinger.
My next one is Dum Dums or Airheads, and I'm going Airheads. Also, it's hilarious that it was Dum Dums against Airheads.
Yeah. Mine is Tootsie Pops or Milky Way, and this one's difficult because I enjoy Tootsie Pops, but I also love Milky Way. I'm going to go with Milky Way.
My next one is Dots versus Almond Joy. The answer is Almond Joy.
This one's really hard. Mine is Milk Duds versus Hot Tamales. I'm going to go with Hot Tamales. I love a good cinnamon flavored. 3% of people made this choice.
Dang. My next pairing is Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops against Sour Patch Kids. And I'm going with Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, I could see that for you. Mine is Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops or Kit Kats. I'm going Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops. 5% of people made this choice.
Now we're into the top four. Reese's Pieces against Airheads. And I'm going to go Reese's Pieces.
You really like your peanut butter, huh?
I do. I do like peanut butter.
Mine is Butterfinger versus Milky Way. And I'm going Milky Way because I love caramel.
Fair.
7% of people made this choice. For the top four.
Yep. So my next one is Almond Joy versus Sour Patch Kids, and it's going to be Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Mine's Hot Tamales versus Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. I said Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops might win it, but... Okay, no, they will. Because this is Halloween candy, and Hot Tamales is like a good whenever food. Or whatever fruit.
Candy.
And my finals are Milky Way versus Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops. And again, because this is specifically Halloween favorites and you can't really get caramel apple pops throughout the year, my winner is going to have to be the Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops, which was the 2% choice.
My finals are between Reese's Pieces and Sour Patch Kids.
You're gonna go Sour Patch Kids, aren't you?
I am. I'm gonna go Sour Patch Kids. Dang, it did not tell me any of the things like it was telling you. So
that's weird.
It just hates me. Whatever, it's fine.
I guess you chose a very
popular one, probably.
Popular options, yeah. Mine is 2% choice.
Yeah.
That's fun. That was kind of fun.
No, it was. I like that a lot.
How many people picked your winner? 2% of people chose the same winner as you. 8% of people had Butterfinger advance past the top 8. 13% of people had Butterfinger advance past the top 7 or 16. Wow.
Dang. See, I always associate Butterfinger with Halloween because that was the only time that I would actually get to have it.
Really?
Yeah.
I love a good Butterfinger. The only thing is it gets stuck in my teeth and that bothers me.
Yeah, that is a problem. Well, that is the thing that I don't like.
Are you doing anything fun this weekend? Are you working?
No, actually. Tomorrow, Horace, Kat, and I are all going to hang out. And then that's about it. Tonight, I'm just chilling. I also have to do some like cleaning tonight and tomorrow. My roommates are coming back on Tuesday, so that'll be nice for them to be back home. Oakley misses them desperately. But other than that, no, I'm not really doing anything. What about you?
I mean, tomorrow's Sunday, so I'm not doing much. It's kind of a, like you said, a chill weekend. I had to go yesterday or today and get a rental car because my car is currently at the dealership waiting for a part that is supposed to be coming in to fix the Blue Cruise control forward collision warning thing. Apparently the image converter module thing for the camera went bad in the camera for that monitors like that stuff, so it was no longer working.
Dang.
So they had to have that replaced. And they were like, well, we can replace it, but we have to order it and it won't be in until over the weekend sometime. And our technician that does that isn't in until he doesn't work the weekends. So he won't be back until Monday. So could you drop your car off on Monday? And I was like, I can't. I have to have my car because I have to go into work because we have new hire orientation Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
And they were like, well, that's the only time that we could get it done for you. And I was like, well, I need my car. And I would really like to have my cruise control working because I'm getting ready to drive it to Indiana on Wednesday because I'm going back to Indiana for Kristen's wedding.
Right.
So I was like, is there like a way I could get a rental car or something like that? And then you guys can I just leave it there and I can come and get it on Tuesday. So I went and got a rental car and so my warranty company is paying for my rental car and then the fix, except for like $30-some of it that they wouldn't cover for something. And then I also have to get a new battery.
Ooh, gross.
And my battery is like $400-some.
Jesus.
And then I have a $250 deductible with my my warranty that I have to pay. So I'm paying like $800 to get this fixed, even though it's something that the manufacturer screwed up and an issue with the manufacturer, not something that kind of just would typically go bad in the 3 years that the car has been released.
Gross.
Yeah, it's frustrating, but I'm just glad it's going to be fixed and then it'll have another warranty on it for the parts because that kind of resets a 3-year thing. So if it goes bad in the next 3 years, then it's covered under their warranty and I don't have to pay my $250 deductible again.
Right.
Ooh.
Hmm.
I found another quiz that I think we should do.
Okay.
And it's called, just really quickly, it's called If You Can Identify These 14 Famous People from History Drawn in Microsoft Paint, You Must Have a Superior IQ Score.
Oh my God, yes. Send it to me.
Other than that, this weekend was kind of crazy because Friday, which was yesterday, I had to write a 15 to 20 page paper and... I, for some very stupid reason, waited until the day that it was due to finish it. So Sarah's laughing at this first option.
Yes, I am.
This is going to be kind of hard to do on a visual podcast or an audio only podcast.
True.
But we can always describe the person.
True.
So the first one is Who Is This? And it's a man with a beard, dark eyebrows, black hair, kind of, I would typically say he's tall because I know who it is. He's wearing a suit with like one of those like bowler ties or bowler, what are those ties called? Not bowler ties.
A bow tie?
Kind of like a bow tie, sort of, yeah. And I would say Ford Theater is how I would mention this person.
Yes. That's the answer is Abraham Lincoln. The next one.
Good Lord. That's terrifying. We didn't even read the choices.
I mean, that's true, but as an elderly person wearing white and blue, they've got a head covering. They're very obviously a religious person. They famously did, you know, work in India where she was a terrible person, but we won't get into that.
We've actually talked about her recently on the podcast.
Yes, we have. And the options are Irma Dulce, Genevieve Beaujahu, Edith Cowan, or Mother Teresa.
See, mine are in a different order. Mine has Mother Teresa first. It's Mother Teresa. Ooh, the next one. It's not a difficult one, although could be confused with someone else just because of the timing. Yeah. So it's an older man, an older gentleman. He's in a suit with a blue tie, which doesn't really have any relevance. Kind of a crazy grayish hair that's up and out, crazy-ish, has a mustache. And the options are Charles Darwin, Nikola Copernicus, we'll go with that. Albert Einstein or Isaac Newton.
Copernicus.
And it's Albert Einstein.
Yay. All right. The next one is a woman with short brown hair. She's wearing aviation goggles. She's wearing a green flight jacket. The options are Germaine Greer, Amelia Earhart, Grace Hopper, or Margaret Sanger. Do you know the answer?
It's Amelia Earhart.
It is Amelia Earhart.
They recently just found her remains.
Oh, did they actually like establish that they were in fact her remains?
They didn't. I'm wrong. They didn't find her remains. They found where they think that she actually wrecked, because there was remnants of an airplane wreck. There's also a very famous lotion or cream that she used. There was a jar of it that was in part of the wreckage. So they're assuming that that was where she wrecked, and then she was killed and eaten by the like massive crabs that are on that island.
The coconut crabs.
Yeah. All right. So this next one, he looks kind of evil because one of his eyes is red in my picture. He looks like a cyborg, but same. It's not. Who you would think whenever you say cyborg. So it's a man on a white horse. I would say proportions are completely incorrect. He has kind of brownish hair, balding a little bit, and kind of an older style suit, blue and red and gold. Famously has his hand kind of tucked in a pocket, not in this picture for some reason. So the options are Alfred Dreyfus, Napoleon Bonaparte, Maximilian
Robespierre,
and then Georges Danton.
The answer is
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Napoleon. All right. This next one, actually, to be honest, but you may have...
they're missing one of like the most iconic parts of this person's look.
Yeah, I know. This next person, the funny thing is that this is actually like pretty close to what her own self-portraits looked like, except for like a few key details. She's missing her iconic unibrow specifically.
I wonder if the person did the Microsoft Paint thing from her famous self-portrait.
They might have. She's wearing a blue bow in her hair. She has blue dangly earrings, black hair, red lipstick, and a green and blue. It's a dress, but it from this angle it just looks like a top. The options are Carmen Miranda, Gabriela Mistral, Maria Izquierdo or Frida Kahlo? The answer is Frida Kahlo.
I also don't understand why they chose to do almost Simpson yellow skin.
Right? I'm like, okay. All right. That's an interesting choice you made there.
This next person, they chose an interesting thing to put in front of him. I'll go, well, no, never mind. That's not true, because there is a pretty famous picture with him standing in front of a microphone, or a microphone being in front of his face.
Right, but he's not even holding it. There's no stand.
Yeah. Well, I think they've kind of took some artistic liberties, because I think the picture, you can't, he's sitting down in front of the microphone and it's on a table in front of him. So the picture is an African-American man in a pretty nice blue suit. He has a little bit of facial hair, so he has a mustache and a goatee. And there's a microphone in front of his face. Pretty iconic. If you saw the picture, you would know exactly who it is. So the options are Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., Elijah Muhammad, or Thomas Paine. And the answer is Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King Jr. All right.
I don't know how accurate this one is.
Okay. Who is it? It's an elderly woman holding a jar of green liquid.
I think that gives it away, and that's the only reason I know who it is.
Right. Same.
Like, if that wasn't there, I would almost think this was Margaret Thatcher.
Same, actually. they have gray hair. You know, a careworn face. They're wearing, you know, a teal jacket type thing. So the options are Katherine Johnson, Barbara McClintock, Lise Meitner, or Marie Curie. And the answer is Marie Curie.
Or the other person I could think of in this, and this is from our personal background, is that one substitute teacher. I don't remember what her name was, but she would always speak. She always has like a... I want to say she had like a New England accent, and she would always call roll and say, Mr. Martin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's who it reminds me of, too. Oh, Jesus. Whoa. all right, so the next one is a gentleman. He has longer brown hair, kind of a really large forehead, which I guess it's kind of similar. I will say his head in this picture is a little bit oversized to the actual size of the person. And Elizabethan era kind of clothing, which should give it away. The options are William Shakespeare, Miguel de Cervantes.
Yes.
Dante Alighieri. I said that wrong, I'm sure. Or William Wadsworth. And the answer is William Shakespeare.
The next one is a bald dude.
That's really all you have to say.
That's pretty much all you have to say. A bald dude with glasses and a mustache, like.
Well, I guess that could probably be considered like Shazam. Not Shazam. Shaquille. No. What's his name? Anyways.
Shaquille O'Neal doesn't wear glasses.
Not Shaquille O'Neal. That's not who I'm thinking of. Moving on.
Anywho. Famously, he was a pervert.
Apparently, I think he still lives in L.A.
This person?
Yeah.
No.
Not this person, but...
The person that you're thinking of still lives in L.A. That you're thinking could also describe. I'm confused because this person did not live in L.A.
Huh. Okay. Going on. Moving on.
So the options are... I'm so sorry if I butcher these. I'm very sorry. Jawaharlal Nehru. Rabindranath Tagore, Mahatma Gandhi, or B.R. Ambedkar.
Well, who am I thinking of? Because I thought Gandhi did live in L.A. for a while.
No. Hold on. I don't know who you're... Are you thinking about maybe Ben Kingsley, who played Mahatma Gandhi?
No.
Because Mahatma Gandhi was an Indian lawyer who lived in India.
Maybe I don't know who I'm thinking of. Moving on. I thought it was Gandhi, though. All right, so this next person is a woman. She has, like, the big, big hair. And in this picture, her hair is pink. She's wearing kind of a puffy blue dress, light blue dress with ruffled, like, puffy shoulders. And then a bow around the waist. And the options are
doing fucking hands.
I don't. Summoning a demon looks like.
You're so deformed.
And then the options are Marie Theresa of France, Anne Lister, Madame de Pompadour, Madame de Pompadour, or Marie Antoinette. And let them eat cake, Marie Antoinette. Come on. Come on, Marie Antoinette.
All right, this next one.
Maybe I was thinking of Confucius. I don't think he ever lived in LA.
You're
either.
Thinking of the Dalai Lama.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you. That is who I was thinking of.
But the Dalai Lama doesn't have a mustache.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, this person has long black hair. They have a beard and mustache combo. They're wearing red. They look very angry, very stern. I don't know why they chose this color for their skin other than slightly racist, but you.
Because the person is of Asian descent.
Yes. Because the person is of Asian descent and the color also, they chose is this yellowish yellow.
Why do these people keep choosing red as the eye color?
I don't know, but it's kind of disturbing. Anyway, the options are Genghis Khan, Confucius, Mao Zedong, or Shotoku Taishi. And the answer is Genghis Khan.
Oh, I actually just watched a video about this next person. All right. So this next person... Next person is an older lady. She's wearing a tracksuit. She has a tennis racket in her hand, and she's wearing blue glasses. The options are Nadia Comancia, Billie Jean King, Pat Summitt, or Ederle. Yes. And the answer is Billie Jean King. Jesus Christ.
The only one that I have struggled on so far is Marie Antoinette. And that's just because she looks nothing like any iconic portrait of Marie Antoinette whatsoever.
I don't understand the dress. Yeah, that dress didn't look anything correct.
The dress doesn't look anything like the correct time period. The hair color is not the correct time period.
I think they were probably going off of the movie Marie Antoinette and not the actual, like,
but that's not person. An accurate portrayal of... Anyway.
I'm not saying they did correct.
And this one... was easy for me because I see his portrait literally every day at work. And finally, who is this? Wait,
what?
Yeah. Here's why. We'll get there. So we are looking at the portrait of someone with brown hair. This portrait is very unflattering, like the most unflattering I think I've ever seen of this person. But anyway, they're wearing a black suit. They have a blue tie. They have blue eyes, and they are famously related to Dallas.
Oh, okay. It's weird that they chose the first person's name, or the person that I have as number, like the option.
Agreed. The first option is Lee Harvey Oswald.
Poor taste.
The second is John F. Kennedy. Then Robert F. Kennedy, and then finally Lyndon B. Johnson. The answer is John F. Kennedy. And the reason that I see John F. Kennedy is because Lyndon B. Johnson was his vice president.
Oh, okay.
That, so he was the vice president when JFK was killed and he assumed leadership.
Okay, that makes more sense.
So.
Also, you know what's funny is... I haven't heard anything about where they did the presidential library for Donald Trump.
It hasn't been built yet.
Yeah.
But I guess someone said something about it being in Florida, but
I would say that's probably where it's going to be. Cause he's like, basically they say he's from Florida, even though he was born and raised in New York.
Yeah. I don't know. Cause usually it goes off of whatever state you were born in.
No.
Because like Lyndon B. Johnson was born in Texas, but he lived in Johnson City, not Austin. The reason that it's that the library is in Austin is because Lady Bird Johnson, his wife, was a graduate of the University of Texas. She had 2 degrees, in one in history, one in journalism. So,
well, I'm gonna call it a podcast.
Yeah, I think we can call it a podcast.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. This will help get the podcast out and help more people. That's just getting worse and worse every time I read this. Back to the top. Sarah's not even paying attention. She's looking at her phone. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like and comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. And if there's a specific topic you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a great week. Since this will be coming out on Monday, and enjoy your weekend, Sarah.
You as well, James.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.